So much of the news you hear about the AIDS epidemic in South Africa is grim. A government that balks at providing the anti-AIDS drugs that would help people live longer. Death rates, by the United Nations estimate, of about 250,000 a year. No region has been spared, and some of the hardest hit areas are rural. In the hilly regions of the Eastern Cape, as much as a third of the adult population may be infected. But NPR's Brenda Wilson found one woman who has discovered how to live with HIV.
When Nozuko Ngawene was told that she was HIV positive, she expected that she would surely die. Instead, twice a week she works as a counselor at Reefley Hospital. Often she spends the night there, since the journey home can take up to 4 hours. Home is Sengise, which is only 20 miles away, but it winds through the Umzimkulu Hills in the Eastern Cape, over mountain highways, gravel roads, and packed earth that turns to a reddish-brown soup when it rains.
Will the car get back up this hill?
We're gonna use other road. I think that's a better way. This one is too far. It's too far and too bad.
Too bad.
Justice Mahanya, the driver, knows a quicker route, but Ngawene avoids it because of periodic clashes between ethnic groups over taxi routes.
My house is over there.
Over where?
There, is it?
A 15-minute walk from the road, there's a bright green hut perched on a hill. Ngawene's 6-year-old son, Azola, has come to meet his mom, curious about the visitors traveling with her, and especially the big box she's carrying.
Mama?
Ngawene lives with her 2 children, 3 sisters, and their 2 children, 8 of them, all in one big room that holds 2 large beds that nearly take up the whole space except for a wood-burning stove. There's electricity but no running water, and the floor is simply hard-packed earth.
And your name is?
Ngobile.
Getting the clicks in Xhosa, the language spoken here, is a feat for a non-native speaker. Ngawene's son, Azola, is healthy, but 8-year-old Ngobile stands on spindly legs and has the plaintive expression of a child who has known suffering. She has AIDS.
They said, she can't reach 5 years. She's 8 years. And now I can see that she is still all right. She has nothing. Only that she is on and off, and she getting in hospital and she comes out.
What happens when she has to go to the hospital?
Diarrhea, getting weak. Sometimes she can have sores all over the body or chest problem, yeah.
What about yourself? How is your health?
Sometimes I feel sick, but the life is normal, yeah. When I'm getting sick, it's like anybody.
During one of Mobile's 6 spells, Ngawene discovered that they were both HIV positive. By then, her husband, Mobile's father, had been long gone. He just never came back from Durban, where he'd gone to work. Last May, a 3rd child died shortly after she was born. In Xhosa, HIV is commonly referred to as the 3 words, a euphemism people use as much as anything to shield themselves from knowing what HIV is. At first, Ngawene, like many here, used any 3-word combination to make sense of it.
In Xhosa, they say, unamagama amathathu, 3 words. Yeah, like in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
For 26-year-old Ngawene, smiling comes as easily as speaking, and her eyes will sometimes flash with a certain mordant humor.
Yeah. And some are saying, 3 cruel ladies, Hilda, Ivy, and Veronica.
Now Ngawene wants to know everything about HIV. Part of it has to do with going to Port Elizabeth, the nearby city, and meeting women who belonged to the National Association for People with AIDS.
They told me that they are HIV positive and they are still living with it, but they are living the normal life.
A little bit of the city life rubbed off on her. On this day, she is wearing a t-shirt that says, I am HIV positive. And a place where people routinely shun those who are infected, her family and her neighbors seem to have taken their cue from Ngawene.
Even when we are staying, it is like a joke now. They do give me support.
And nobody in the community, you don't get any...
No. Nobody's doing funny things to me. They're just respecting me. Sometimes they say, no, you see, what you are doing is helping us or it's helping our children because now they learn and they know. Because you are just giving them advices. How is life? How to carry on with life, even if you are a HIV positive or not, how to go on with life.
She knows the worst of HIV, has seen people unable to keep their food down, waste away to nothing. Enough to keep the women she counsels at the hospital from accepting that they may actually have the virus too.
They are afraid of talking about it. Yeah, so that's what the big problem is.
Now, Winnie's sisters and the children have all this time been waiting quietly for her to open the big box. She does, and suddenly they are a swirl of motion, trying on flowery printed skirts and pants, high-heeled shoes.
This is mine.
Now, Winnie drapes herself in a winter coat. The little ones dive for stuffed animals.
These clothes came from Johannesburg from a lady who heard me talking on TV, on radio. So she said she wanted to help me about some things. So she gave me these clothes. She said they've been donated by other people. And she's the lady who gave me the money for the antiretroviral treatment.
As a storm rolls in, a streak of rain pours from a patch of dark clouds, and we head back to Rifle, where Ngawini's doctor, Claire Hoffman, lives.
Nozuko got her treatment because she was one of the very first people here to be outspoken about her HIV status. And she's been very helpful in many ways in speaking at schools and funerals and public gatherings. So she became quite well known. Two separate individuals, unknown to each other, contacted us and said they wanted to assist Nozuko.
They've agreed to pay the $1,000 a year it will take to pay for anti-AIDS drugs. That's about twice as much as Ngawini will probably earn in a year. There's something special about the relationship between Ngawini and Dr. Hoffman. Ngawini is grateful for the medical care she gets, and Hoffman takes a certain pleasure in getting to know her patient.
Nozuko is very atypical. I don't know why, but she is not the average young woman from here at all. She's quite unusual. She's a kind of free spirit.
When did you meet her?
I don't know, when?
1999. It was 1999 March. Yeah, 1999 March.
Oh, when you came to hospital with Ngobile because her little girl was sick.
Justice Mahanya, the driver, has been observing these exchanges. He is enthralled by a discussion he says he's only heard on the radio. He's never actually met anyone like Ngawini who is willing to acknowledge she is HIV positive.
People must come out when they got AIDS. They mustn't hide themselves. Like Nozuko, I'm very proud of her. And other thing, don't say you got TB, whereas got AIDS. You must come out. And tell the people. You can live more than 15 years if you got that AIDS disease, if you come out. Because you have to talk. If you don't talk, that thing can kill you.
You know, the problem is that this disease has kind of completely taken rural Africa, like, you know, unexpectedly. And it's unfair. I mean, people don't know how to handle it. Nozuko's a rare exception who's made something good of it. Most people are just overwhelmed. They give up and they die.
Through her relationship with Dr. Claire Hoffman and through AIDS activists whom Ngawini has joined in urging the government to provide treatment, she has learned that it is possible to live with HIV.
I questioned myself. If I say I'm not HIV positive, who's supposed to be? So, because I am a human being and everybody's a human being. So if I don't have it, who's supposed to have it? So that made me feel a little bit better.
These days, Nozuko Ngawini does not talk much about dying. When she is well, she even doubts that she has the disease. Her daughter's illnesses and her own intrude upon that optimism. But in a world where telling people you're HIV positive isn't necessarily rewarded, courage has given her a fighting chance. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Riflay.